Welcome to this week's CMS Personalized Learning Teacher Voice Podcast, Episode 35. My name is Joanna Loftus, and today we are going to talk about whole brain teaching. 6 years ago, I had a very challenging class, and I tried so many things to improve my classroom culture, and nothing seemed to work. I wanted to find a new strategy where I could teach the whole child and create an environment where communication flowed throughout the classroom, and that students were actively engaged in their learning. I Googled to see if I could find any new strategies and stumbled onto a video from a first grade teacher using whole brain teaching techniques in her classroom. I was in awe how the students were responding, engaged in their learning, and following directions so quickly that I had to give it a try. I started with very basic classroom routines and procedures that I found on the whole brain teaching website using the scoreboard in class, yes, to get students' attention, and saw a dramatic difference in my class. The following years, I used the rules, added more gestures to my instruction, and applied more strategies, and it was amazing. My kids were more engaged, and they were responding. From that point on, I was sold. To me, whole brain teaching has given me a way to make my lessons engage different areas of my student brains in a way that the students are presented with information that best suits their learning styles and needs. Whole brain teaching was founded by Chris Biffle. It is a research-based system that utilizes all areas of the brain, keeps children engaged throughout their lessons, and helps them retain more information than the standard lecture discussion model. Teachers speak in very short statements, and the students respond. Through using whole brain teaching techniques, students are using every part of their brain. Whole brain teaching is centered around brain research that shows the best way for students to learn. Have you ever found that students can engage in a video game for hours and hours? However, in a class, they may struggle to pay attention for more than just a few minutes. This is because with a video game, their whole brain is engaged. Oftentimes, teachers will teach for a long period of time and lecture the students only to activate a very, very small piece of the brain. When you hear a lecture, only a small region of the brain, the Wernicke's area, is primarily activated. Our dominant information delivery strategies, talking at kids, is one of the poorest ways for anyone to learn. Now think about what happens when you play a video game. You see images, you hear sounds, plot strategies, initiate movement, process language, and never know what is going to happen next. You hope you will be certainly rewarded by climbing up to a higher level, gaining a power-up, or surviving an onslaught to the zombies. Well, kids love video games because their whole brain is involved. They play for hours and hours because no brain region is available to process time passing. Whole brain teaching engages the whole brain and the whole child. Prefrontal cortex is the brain's reasoning center, and it is activated during when we call class yes. We call this the boss of the brain. It activates during decision making. When we say class yes, we are activating the prefrontal cortex by telling the rest of the brain it's time to pay attention and learn. This is a very effective method to get used to get students' attention. The teacher says class, and the students respond by saying yes. The students must say yes in the same tone, in the same way the teachers say class. So if the teacher says class, like class to class, the students would respond yes to yes. If you say yo-yo class, they would respond yo-yo yes. The more variety in your attention getter, the more engagement from your student. When we hear the attention getter, they should quickly stop what they're doing, fold their hands, and look at you, and they're ready to learn. Along with other regions of the brain, the motor cortex directs the body's physical movement. When the students use gestures throughout the lessons by using mirroring words, they are activating their motor cortex. This is simply used by the teacher saying mirror words and the students repeating mirror words, putting their hands up and repeating the words and gestures this teacher is saying. When you are ready for the students to stop copying your gestures and mirror, you just say mirrors off. I have been asked by several teachers how in the world do you remember all of those gestures? Well, truth be told, I make them up. There are a few gestures that are universal that you learn. However, if I don't know a gesture, I will make it up, or I will have the students work with a group for a few minutes and create a gesture for that word. They share the gestures with the class and we use the one the students like the best. This gives the students ownership in their learning and creates an environment of creativity. It doesn't matter what gestures are used as long as the students are responding with gestures, keeping that motor cortex engaged. This is a very, very easy way to spot students who are often not engaged in lessons and those that need to be checked in. I will often say like mirror check, in which the students will just mirror the gestures and not say anything, just to help me get all of my students back with me. And then I will continue on with my lesson. One of the brain's largest region is the visual cortex. It processes the inputs from the eyes and stores visual images, memories. The limbic system is the brain's emotional core. Virtually every game and whole brain teaching activates the limbic system, leaking academic information to long-lasting memory cues. We activate the visual cortex through seeing visuals on your PowerPoint that you may use, your anchor chart you may use, and in whole brain teaching, by visually seeing the gestures. When we use whole brain teaching, you are creating a fun and energized classroom with active learners where everyone is having fun. Through having fun, you are activating the limbic system. The Wernicke and Broca area is the understanding the spoken language and producing the spoken language. They're continuously involved through using Teach OK. It's a very simple strategy for students to turn and talk. When you want students to turn and teach their neighbor, you say teach, and they say OK as they turn and face their neighbor. Then they teach their neighbor what you just taught. Whole brain teaching strategies gives strategies to engage the whole child and create an environment in the classroom where the teachers talk less and the students teach each other. In my classroom, I have a very high ELL population. And recently, I saw one of my students who spoke very little English at the beginning of the year leading the classroom in a complete sentence with nouns, adjectives, verbs, and adverbs, discussing what she wanted to be when she grows up. It has been phenomenal, and I attribute a lot of the success of speaking and confidence to get up in front of the class to the whole brain teaching strategies that we have had in our classroom. Whole brain teaching is a highly interactive form of instruction that delivers information in very short chunks. One of the most famous sayings that you will hear in whole brain teaching is, the longer you speak, the more kids you lose. The goal in whole brain teaching is to speak no more than 60 seconds at a time. Chunking the lessons through small points and having students teach what they have just learned to their partners, using hand gestures to help them specifically remember the strategies taught and the vocabulary. While the students teach each other, the teacher just walks around the room to discover who understands the lesson and who needs a little more instruction. Research shows that the children retain more information when they have the opportunity to put into their own words what they learn and use gestures to emphasize key instructional units. Plus, it's amazingly fun to see the level of student ownership that happens when students take control of their learning. Through using whole brain teaching strategies, my students' scores have grown because they are engaged in their learning, not just during independent time, but during my mini lessons. And the most important thing to me is that I am having so much fun teaching and my students are having so much fun learning. Whole brain teaching strategies transform my teaching practices and changed how my students interact throughout the day with me and their learning outcomes. I hope that some of the whole brain teaching strategies that you find will do the same for you. Thank you for listening to CMS Voice this week. We look forward to learning more with you next week.